Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Cantrell Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited because Julie Umpleby is back with us this season. And because we had such a wonderful conversation last time, it's like, oh my God, you have to come back. We have to have more. You know, we need to talk more about different things. So today, Julie's back with us to talk about bridging myths, new awakening. And so, you know, I'm always about what else is new about the new awakening? What else is going on? What else do we need to know? What is changing, right? So today we're going to take a fresh look at what ascension is. And, you know, this is so interesting, you know, because I'm reading the stuff that Julie has sent me and then I forget about it, right? Because it was like a couple of days ago. And, you know, in my mind, I'm having some questions, you know, for myself. So she says, many are currently going through enormous inner shifts where they are beginning to question the initial beliefs that they had adopted on their awakening journey. And this can lead to a lot of confusion around identity and purpose. And a lot of people usually have a lot of questions around identity and purpose. And so these current times are fueling a new level of awakening and expanded awareness and new understandings. And today, in this conversation we're going to have today with Julie, we're going to explore some of the current transitions and influences that are driving these changes, like a fresh look at ascension. We're going to be talking about the waves of consciousness and the new wave. We're going to be talking about the Schumann resonances, 3D versus 5D, carbon to crystalline, and the propagated myths. And we know that the Schumann resonance has been spiking like crazy, right? And so we're going to talk about the diamond light and diamond light codes. And for those of you who don't know, Julie is a futurist and she brings a revitalizing energy into working with consciousness. She's a bridge between worlds, scientific and consciousness, heaven and earth. And the diamond light is the brilliance that cuts through all illusion, bringing the light of truth into all. And I just love that. And I talk about diamonds all the time in my work. So I just love how Julie, you know, has been working with diamond light for over 10 years at least, because I know somebody had just mentioned that she's been part of the community for over 10 years. So it's like a long time. And so there's so much to know and there's so much to work with and everything is changing at the same time. So Julie is a futurist, a scientist, a mystic, a spiritual guide, and an alchemist who works multidimensionally to bring you into deeper alignment with your soul essence. So I'm so excited to talk to Julie again. So Julie, welcome. I'm so glad that your internet is working now. Yay.
So am I. Thank you, Laura. And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for inviting me back. I hope it's going to be a stimulating conversation. And then it will make sense to people, because I know sometimes I just tend to try and bring back information that is just so out there and bring it into the present moment. So I hope that at some level it's going to be accessible.
I'm sure it will be. And even if we can't get it consciously right now, you know, the seeds planted and we will slowly get it, you know, like we get it when we get it, but we'll slowly get it and it's planted, right?
Yes. Lovely. I love that expression. Yeah, we get it when we get it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been fascinating for me, I think, as part and parcel of this journey and how it's unfolded over quite an extensive period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that it all drops in instantaneously. It's like, oh my God, I understand that now at a whole new different level. So it is, it's a constant unfolding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I'm finding that for myself in my journey too. You know, some truths I'm getting now that I had gotten bits and pieces before, but now I'm getting a fuller version of it, you know, because what is truth, right? It's whatever your version of it is in this moment. You know, it'll change as you evolve, you know, as you learn more, as you integrate more, you know, all that wonderful stuff. Your truth changes. Basically, you know, where we're at right now, tomorrow could be totally different.
Absolutely.
Right? And so we should be open to that instead of being fixed on it has to be this way and it's only this way and I'm right and everybody else is wrong and it doesn't matter if they, you know, don't get it. But the thing is, because everything is changing so fast and everything, and there's so many stories and myths, I love that word, there's so many myths out there, how do you know what's real? Like, how do you know what is real and true and, you know, for you?
Yep. That's a difficult one, because ultimately it is about tapping into our own knowingness. And I think I might have mentioned on the last show as well, it's kind of like, I trust that internal niggle that kind of says to me, everybody's saying this, but something about this just isn't sitting with me. So what is it? And that's my favorite thing. It's like, okay, something's not right here. What is it that's not right? Higher self, help me to understand. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest affirmation, in a sense, is like, help me to understand. And there's a beautiful expression that I use with the community, and especially with the new program that I'm running at the moment, which is a quotation that says, to understand something is to be liberated from it. Mm. So it's like understanding karma helps to liberate us from the patterning and the repetitive wheel that we find ourselves on from a karmic perspective. Understanding the economic systems that we are operating within helps to give us a degree of freedom and liberation from those systems by finding new ways mm-hmm. of doing things and new ways of operating. So that to me is just one of the most profound guiding principles in my life. It's like, help me to understand. So we get the knowingness that comes from the heart and from our body. It's the body knowingness and the heart knowingness. And then we actually develop into a place of understanding by engaging our left brain as well as our right brain, and actually developing a holistic intelligence, a holistic reasoning approach to all of this. So that's why I say there's so much of this is about bridging the science and the mystical, and bridging both of those worlds to bring them into a new level of harmony. And that's part and parcel of this massive transition that we're in at the moment. And it is also a vital aspect of the diamond light and everything that has actually been brought into the light of day through operating and working with in alignment with the diamond light frequency. So it's a fascinating journey, and it's probably way too much for me to put into just another one conversation, but let's see where we go.
Exactly. Let's just see where we go. And you know, one of the things that, you know, rings true for me, I guess, is like when you hear something, you know, information or somebody tells you something, if it doesn't feel right to you, you don't have to accept it as truth, right? Yeah. So somebody had said something to me the other day, and I'm like, no. And they insisted. It's like, no, there's something, no. You know, then I finally got to the point, like, you know what? This is what I know, and this is what I feel. And I think this, you know, for me, this is what is right. And they have their own opinion. I have my own, right? And so I'm going to go with what feels good and right to me. They might change later, right? It might change later when I get more information, right? But for now, this is what I know, and this is what feels good, right? Yeah. And it's about that. It's about that feeling in your heart, in your being, of yeah, this works for me, right?
It feels right, and it feels aligned. Yes, and this feels right for me right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Not, right now. May still be a question mark around it, and that's okay. We can sit with the not knowing until such time as the understanding or the aha moment actually drops in.
And it's not necessarily just taking what everybody says and saying, okay, well, you know, because everybody's saying it, I'm going to just follow along. No, you have to do your own, you know, questioning for yourself. Yeah. Like, is this right for me? Does it feel good to me? Does it, you know, does it make sense to me? Like, is it okay? You know, and if it's not, then say, thank you. You know, that's awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you for that information. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a prime example of this, and those people in the Diamond Light community and those that know me actually have heard this like so many times that they just smile now because I kind of roll my eyes. And one of the prime examples is the myth that's being perpetuated in a huge number of circles by many, many teachers that the Schumann resonant frequencies are increasing. Hmm. They're mentioning wacky numbers like it's increased to 100 hertz and it's spiked at 90 hertz or 70 hertz or whatever it is.
Yes. So, I know. I mentioned it too because I've seen that. I've seen that people post links on Facebook. I go check it out and I see the spikes. It's like, okay.
Yes. Now something is happening with the Schumann resonances. Right. It's just not what they're saying is happening. And this is... So that's where I get to the understanding in respect of certain things that are absolute truths, mm-hmm. And where certain individuals perhaps misrepresent science as a means of validating a meme or an understanding that they have, and they don't take it any further. So it's not engaging the left brain with a lot of that delving into it. So maybe I can start with that one and add some clarity, if that's okay, because that was something that really came about a couple of years ago when this whole thing started and people started catching on to this whole idea of the Schumann resonances, mm-hmm. you know, and varyingly calling it the heartbeat of planet, et cetera, et cetera. And I notice I use it in the plural because many, many people still relate to it as a single resonance. And they're saying it's actually increasing from that resonance that we know, that 7.8 hertz, yeah. which is aligned with the alpha brainwaves. So they're equating with it in that respect. And then proclaiming that it's actually increasing. Well, the truth of it is, because this is what I did. I listened to all of this and I thought, no, something's wrong. And I didn't understand everything about the Schumann resonances 2 years ago either. Mm-hmm. With that niggle. And I went, okay, right. So I know that something's not sitting with me. Help me to understand. And I was guided to, number one, the HeartMath Institute. And that's a very, very worthy site to take a look at because they do explain. And number two, an individual who's actually been monitoring the Schumann resonances and measuring them for a number of years. And I approached him directly, you know, as a scientist, and that helped me to understand what is going on here and what it is that people are actually talking about. And what I came to understand was really quite profound, because the Schumann resonances, or the Schumann resonance, doesn't exist in isolation. The Schumann resonances are actually a range of resonances that exist by virtue of the distance between the surface of the planet and the ionosphere. I'm not going to get too scientific. That range actually starts at around 4 hertz and it goes up to like 40 odd. I don't have the exact number at the moment, but it's a range of resonances. The primary one, or the loudest of those resonances, the key one, is the 7.8 hertz, but the others are always present. Now, what has been happening over recent years is the amount of energy in our atmosphere as a consequence of a weakening magnetic field and increased cosmic activity, mm-hmm. that we have more cosmic rays, we have increased radiation, and that is scientifically measurable, has increased the amount of charge that is existing within our atmosphere. So some people may have noticed, like, violent storms all over the planet, lots of lightning. That electrical charge gets discharged through lightning. Mm-hmm. So lightning is actually created. You get all of these thunderstorms, these massive storms, and so on and so forth. And that lightning is what triggers the Schumann resonances into activity. And the whole range is triggered. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when people are looking at those charts on that website, what they are seeing is an increase in the bandwidth of the pre-existing frequencies of the Schumann resonances. In other words, they are louder because there is more energy. Mm-hmm. They are not increasing in frequency. The pre-existing frequencies are all increasing in intensity or volume. And part of that, we could say, is because of the journey that we are taking, is to call us back into greater harmony with the Earth. It's like Mother Earth's voice becoming louder. So it's not the frequencies increasing, all of those bands increase, but we will connect with that. We will feel it. And I think that's what many people are going, you know, saying and sensing. It's like, I feel that something is going on. Oh, look, the Schumann resonances have spiked. Right. But if they are reading the chart that has been presented incorrectly, because they are reading an intensity or amplitude figure as a frequency figure.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a frequency figure.
It's not a frequency figure. It's an amplitude strength figure. Okay. And it is a nominal allocation on the scale. So they are not hitting loony frequencies of 100 hertz. They're existing and they are being amplified within their current and pre-existing and fixed range. But it is Mother Earth calling us back into harmony. She's saying, and that's why, you know, wacky weather, crazy storms, all of the rest of it, mm-hmm. really, really intense experiences. Guys, planet, everybody on this planet, you need to wake up.
Mm. So, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a very scientific person.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not, you know, so all that stuff is like over my head. It's like, so what does that mean exactly is what I'm thinking, you know. It's like, okay, I get it. So the Shubin resonance is not spiking. Okay, fine. There's an amplitude of the energies, maybe.
It's an increase in intensity. So they are spiking in respect of the charge, the amount of charge, which is not the same as increasing in frequency. It's the charge within the pre-existing frequency bands.
So they need to change their wording and let people know what that really means, right?
Yeah.
So this weekend, for example, we were having major thunderstorm, lightning storms here in Vienna.
Yep.
And all weekend I was in so much pain. You know, I was like my feet, my ankles, my knees, my shins, my lower back, all the way down. It's like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
I did everything that I normally do. And I even asked my husband to help me. And I was like, can you please help me? And then there was finally thunder and lightning and it rained. And then it was like, oh, thank God. You know, then it was so visible, like so noticeable how much better I felt.
And that is exactly it. I mean, you've just put it into such a beautiful descriptive way in respect of the experience, because we feel the intensity of the buildup of that charge,
yeah,
electrical charge, which is then discharged through the lightning and the storm.
Yeah.
And of course, the thunder that accompanies those storms is wonderful, because that's a bit like a sound healing, a sound alignment process with the thunder, because mm-hmm. it helps to readjust our body. And then everything discharges and you go, okay, phew, thank heaven for that.
Exactly. I was like, oh my God. But like in the past, you know, when there was like pressure, weather pressure buildup stuff, you know, it would affect my head. You know, I would get these massive migraines, these pressure headaches, you know.
Yep.
Like, oh, it's not my head. Now it's like from my lower back all the way down to my feet and beyond. And it's like, that's interesting. It's like, that's a change, you know? So I'm changing. So my body is changing along with Gaia, along with everything else that's going on, right?
We all are. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's like your entire nervous system, you know, and that's down your spine. It runs through your entire body, your entire nervous system, which is tuned to receiving information as electrical energy, electromagnetic energy, is feeling the intense pressure of that buildup. So yes, there is a reason for it, and there is a reason for it happening. Yeah.
I was like, oh, thank God. Finally it rained. Oh, thank God. You know.
Discharge, yeah, please rain. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get it. So yeah, that's a wonderful description of the different ways in which we are experiencing this buildup of energetic charge in the atmosphere. And increases in energy mean increases in information, because energy is information. So while that's happening, your body is receiving all of this incoming new energy and trying to integrate it.
Yeah. So that's why I was trying to stay calm. It's like, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. I know it's just energy, right? And that's always been my mantra. It's okay. It's just energy. It, I just need to integrate it. So I'm just going to take it easy, you know? But it was like, wow. So
yeah.
Even Rachel says, I felt awful this morning and thought the pressure was so intense. We've had an incredible thunderstorm here all afternoon. Oh, good. So then, you know, it'll dissipate, right?
So absolutely. It'll ease. Yeah.
It'll ease up. So when this is happening, because it seems like this is happening more and more.
It is.
So
yes.
What can we do energetically, physically, emotionally, mentally to have more ease and to take advantage of this, all this energy coming through?
If we're aware of the fact that this is happening, one of the things is to actually strengthen the nervous system. So anything that enables us to expand the capacity of our nervous system. So whether that is building new neural capacity, because part of it is actually flowing with the process. And not getting too uptight. It's like, oh my God, I feel uncomfortable. The pressure's building up. It's in my head and it's everywhere in my body. And we kind of go into a bit of resistance sometimes because we think there's something wrong with us. Mm-hmm. If we actually begin to recognize the fact that it is part and parcel of a natural flow, we can communicate with our higher selves, connecting with that increased intensity. And it's like, help me to move through this in such a way that it enables me to integrate what is actually being received. So it becomes a conscious interaction with the fields of Gaia. You know, and that is it. It doesn't mean necessarily that it's not going to be uncomfortable for a period, but it means that we have greater conscious awareness of what is going on, that we can actually communicate in a different way. And that, to me, that's part and parcel of some of these massive shifts that are actually happening.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. And that's the thing. This is about asking questions and, you know, and talking to our higher self, talking to the energies. Okay, what can I do to have more ease with this? What can I do to integrate this more gracefully, even, you know?
So, absolutely. That, to me, Alara, that's key, you know, and then trusting the responses that each one, that each individual gets, because some people may find that in order to integrate, it's good for them to do some physical exercise. Right. Because it starts activating the nervous system and distributing and moving energy. Some people may find it's more appropriate to go and lie in the bathtub because that's actually better for them, that it soothes all of that frazzled energy, and water's good for conductivity. So, you know, so it really is. It becomes a very individualistic experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's trusting to the ultimate extent what the guidance is for you.
Trusting and asking, you know. You have to ask, otherwise you're just going to be in your head. So, you know, so yeah, so I did. I asked and I did different things, you know, and it all worked out.
Perfect.
It all worked out in the end.
It all works out in the end. Yeah, that's exactly it. But sometimes this process of growth and expansion can literally be uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know, I mean, going back to that beautiful analogy of the cocoon and the butterfly, you cannot assist the butterfly by actually breaking the cocoon open for it. Part and parcel of strengthening its wings is to actually struggle its way out of the cocoon, because then it's strong enough to fly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's almost riding the waves of discomfort in order to move into that place where there is greater ease.
And flow. There will be. Eventually, there will be. Right? You will move out of that phase. You always do. Like, nothing is forever. Right?
Yeah. Right? But, you know, I think what's also key, Alara, and everybody that's here listening, is that we're going through something in embodiment upon this planet that individuals have not been through to the same extent. Mm-hmm. So there are major biological changes. There have been ascension processes throughout prehistory, mm-hmm. if you like, leading up to this point. The one that we are going through at the moment, so ascension is not just a one-off process. We exist as part of a continuum, right. And every time there is a leap or an expansion in consciousness, one could say that is an ascension, because ascension is actually moving onto another plateau, another stage of the journey, which is unknown, which we learn, and then every individual that learns during that phase actually deposits that into the collective memory, into the Akashic fields, whatever you want to call them, into the collective memory, you know, and so humanity actually develops and moves along, and this has been going on for thousands of years in very distinct cycles. And what's been happening, I think, over the last two decades is this is where the cycles have become more intense. And I refer to a Mayan cosmology. You know, those guys knew things that we are only just rediscovering.
Right, yeah.
Depth of understanding of. But the last three decades have actually seen the initiation of two new waves of consciousness. The most recent one was only initiated in intensity about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. If you go back sort of three decades ago, was when the pre-wave to this one, so you could call it the previous ascension wave, started. So if you think about the 1990s, was a really powerful awakening time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there was absolutely an ascension wave that impacted the planet and everybody that was initiated in the 90s. And the primary function of that particular wave was the opening up of the right brain to reconnect us with the source, to reconnect us with our imagination, to reconnect us with our emotions, to reconnect us with the heart, to reconnect us with the feminine. Because up until that point, and we know this throughout history, we know that we've been through a couple of thousand years of patriarchal dominance.
Yeah.
We know that that is what's breaking down at the moment. So that ascension wave in the 90s opened up the right brain, but to some extent, it was still polarized. Just opening up to the feminine, there was still a polarized energy that went along with that wave. Because what it did was it also tended to shut down the left brain to quite a large extent. So this is where we get a lot of the belief systems arising that are all orientated around imagination, play, the heart, and that's the only thing that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So the left brain was actually shut down, but that had to happen. That had to happen so that people could actually reconnect with those wonderful realms beyond the physical, you know, where we have this veil over our being. Quite literally, it began piercing the veil. But I think it's important to understand that it actually was and remains, that particular wave remains polarized. And this is where some people may actually find that, and that's why I mentioned it in the note, that some people are experiencing like a really intense transition at the moment, feeling like they don't fit into some of those groups that were initiated during that phase.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were lots and lots of different spirituality offerings that have emerged as a consequence of that, which is really great because it's diversity and it's limitlessness and, you know, sort of really taking us into the Aquarian age. You can imagine anything, and that's absolutely great. It was still, to a large extent, personally centered, even though it was connecting us universally. What has happened with this most recent wave that has been impacting us for about 7 years now, and that's increasing in intensity, and that is part and parcel of the physical change that we're seeing on the planet, which is manifesting as increased energy and increased charge, Schumann resonances. So it all ties in. But this recent wave is actually one that has opened up all of our filters.
Right.
Okay, so it's reopened up the left brain, and this is where people are beginning to question a lot of the beliefs that they absorbed as a consequence of just this hemispheric connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's opened up this other aspect of our being in respect of rebalancing the masculine and feminine, bringing us into whole-brained intelligence and whole-brained thinking rather than just one aspect of that. So there's a lot of questioning now that is beginning to happen as a consequence of the left brain opening up in a different way. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So this is quite massive for people, and this is where, you know, sort of before we opened up the right brain, we had identities. And those identities were sort of wrapped around our normal lives. Then that actually shut down to an extent and the right brain opened, and it's kind of like, well, our identity became connected with the universe and with oneness and with, you know, sort of everything else out there. And now with the filters actually coming off because the left brain is opening again in a different way, it's kind of like, well, what is my identity? What is my purpose in this bigger scheme of things?
And what is real, you know?
What is it? Yeah, that's what is real anymore. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, and beginning to question and move beyond some of the paradigms that we adopted as part and parcel of that initial wave awakening. So it's like we've stepped onto, or we're being impacted by, another ascension wave that is asking us to step up again. Okay.
Yeah. Did you see me take a deep breath? Like, oh God.
Exactly. We're not done. We're not finished.
I was like, oh my goodness, the last seven, that was pretty intense and so many shifts and changes. I was like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. I know we're never gonna get a break anymore. Yep. Like, no breaks.
But yeah.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about understanding those waves and respect of the cosmology is that this is the final wave that we are on. So what we're going to do for the next however many generations is begin unpacking the information that this new wave is actually bringing us. But this new wave actually has an intensity or a frequency that is 20 times higher than the previous one. And this is the one without filters associated with it that connects us more deeply and strongly with the diamond light energy, because diamond light and diamond energy is simply the energy and essence of source. And that can be, you know, sort of this validated in so, so many different ways, right down to the scientific understanding of the actual structure of the universe. Mm-hmm. Sort of that shape, geometry, the mathematics, all of that. So this particular wave is reconnecting us with that diamond light. And that's why over recent years we've got more and more people sort of suddenly talking about the diamond light and beginning to connect with it in their way and understand, beginning to connect with it. However, still interpreting it very often through the lens of just the one side of the brain.
Yeah. You know?
And because the frequencies of this wave that we're experiencing are increasing, the experience of what people perceive is that there's a new wave of diamond light, you know, because the intensity is actually getting greater. Diamond light is. Mm-hmm. Diamond light is the ultimate light of source. What we are getting is new waves and packets of information that are assisting us to deepen our alignment with that diamond light. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, I got it. Yeah. And as we're receiving these new packets of information, these new downloads, sometimes it takes takes our body, our different bodies, time to adjust to them and to integrate them. Right. With you know, I'm not going to say with ease, because it's like sometimes it's not with ease. You know, it just takes that time to integrate. But if we know that, you know what, I mean, and this is what I always say, you know what, it's just energy. It'll be fine. But if there's, I just want to say really quickly, if there's something going on with you that's physical, mental, emotional, go get it checked out, please. You know, so I know for myself, there usually isn't. But, you know, if there was something, I would go get it checked out after a couple of weeks. Because I don't go to the doctor. But please, if there's something going on with you, get it checked out. But also realize that maybe it's just, you know, these new energy packets, these new energy downloads. And because we're part of this community, you know, you might be experiencing some stuff like that. So I'm just...
I agree with you, Alara. I think it's really important for people to understand that. You know, we have a medical profession. You know, we all talk about Big Pharma and the perils of Big Pharma and the control that they have and so on and so forth. I mean, the truth is as well, we do have some wonderful technological advancements that enable us to understand what is going on physically, you know, sort of with greater awareness, with an enhanced awareness. So get it checked. Absolutely. Even if it's just to put your mind at rest and go, okay, well, I know there's nothing physical.
Yeah. And then once you know that, then it's like, then it just flows much more easily. You know, it's like part of our mind still, you know, has that conditioning that we have in the collective consciousness about if there's something wrong with you physically, you must go to the doctor. You know, it's still quite rampant out there. My parents, slightest little thing, they're gone. You know, it's like, okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, that to me also fits into the whole understanding of the ascension wave and walking the path of the unknown, because when something starts going wrong, it is unknown.
Yeah.
Not something that we're familiar with within our bodies. You know, it's So it could be a cause for concern. It raises anxieties, all of those residual fears. That is why, you know, with these successive waves and with the intensity and the new information, we need to create space for all of this information. So there are still fears that actually come up. There are still aspects, part and parcel of what we're doing is we're actually healing and working with the collective unconscious. And with the ancestral lines and all of those from thousands of years. That's a huge job.
That is a huge job. And, you know, whether we know it or not, if we are doing any healing work, we're healing so much more than just ourselves. You know, we're healing our ancestors. We're healing the collective consciousness. We're healing the planet. I mean, so much. So, you know, and whatever healing means to you, you know, whatever work you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Every little thing that we do in that regard matters. every step that we take to expand our awareness, to expand our understanding, to heal our issues, you know, everything that we do matters, because it's all fed into the universal field, the cosmic field.
Absolutely. So please don't take it lightly that, we're here on this call, we're talking, but it's not just talk, you know, there's energy flowing through this conversation, you know, to and through all of us right now, you know, and so receive that and receive the wisdom. And if something doesn't make sense, say, okay, you know what, I don't really get that right now, but you know what, maybe there's something to it, and maybe I'll get it later, but just be open to receiving, right?
Yeah.
And I just, you know, somebody was mentioning earlier, like, you know, there's like, they don't know what their identity is anymore. They don't even know what day it is. And everything is going so fast, you know, like everything is speeded up like crazy. And it's like, yeah, what do you do with that?
Yeah. Having an awareness and an understanding of what is happening is actually the first thing, because in understanding it, we actually then can make choices to slow down and actually allow those waves to move through us, mm-hmm. and allow our body to integrate it, rather than getting caught up with the frenetic frequency. It's kind of like getting caught up with a crowd of people at a concert, getting carried along on that wave, you know,
right.
Sort of doing what everybody else does. Whereas if we are in our center and holding our space with equanimity and with balance and supporting the harmonization, then we're not buffered around so much with all of the highs and the lows,
mm-hmm. yeah.
of those waves, of that intensity. So to me, that is actually key to understanding that this is happening. And it's probably not going to go away anytime soon. Our challenge is to actually strengthen our core. When we can strengthen our core, we can expand our presence, and that actually facilitates the strengthening of our beingness and capabilities in respect of integrating the information that's being provided. Otherwise, we're just going to fly off in all sorts of different directions.
So basically, you know, what you're saying is what's really important right now is to be present, be in our center, our heart space, or whatever core being, and try and stay there as much as we can. And especially during those times when there seems to be so much going on, take a few deep breaths, come back to your center, come back to your heart space, and strengthen that space or that state. I want to call it a state of being. So strengthen that state of being so that you're there more and more and more, and it's quicker to get to, because, you know, sometimes when there's like so much going on, it's like it's the last thing you think of.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I must say, Laura, I mean, one of the things that we have found particularly useful within the community is when I refer to the essence of the diamond light, there is a geometric configuration that is really, really important. And I think I might have mentioned it on the previous show. Mm-hmm. So if anybody here didn't catch that earlier show, the geometric configuration is that of the octahedron, which is two pyramids joined at the base, in the center. And what we can actually do to support our alignment with what is happening is to build this octahedral field around us, and then the core column is what extends right throughout the very center of our being, and it activates the heart. So it helps to expand our heart space. It also then provides us, if you anchor it from top to bottom, with a stabilizing core that strengthens us and prevents us from actually being swung around from coast to coast. But it's also this questioning of identity, and I think it's really important. There's nobody who can actually give you the answer to that, and to questioning our purpose again, because what is actually happening is that because of the qualities of this new wave that we are being subjected to, our whole identity is actually shifting, but it hasn't quite calibrated and found its form yet. So there is this absolute reconfiguration that is happening. So if you're in that transition space that is in between, it's also being at peace with that, you know, sort of being at peace with that. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. Okay, higher self, help me to understand which is the direction I need to move in. Because I think there's quite a lot of people who are going to be realigning in a whole new way with this new wave and finding themselves moving in a direction that they didn't anticipate. You know, it's kind of like, okay, I'm not going to be working with clients and doing that healing work anymore. Now I'm actually going to be moving into, you know, my big passion, my heart is taking me to work with abandoned animals, or my heart is actually taking me to do something else in the world that is an expression of that love and that understanding and that beingness and the restoration of unity in the world. So I think it's opening up opportunities in many, many different ways. And I think it's important that we allow ourselves to surrender all of the identities that we did have and go, okay, right. I'm open.
I know for myself, I'm going through that right now. It's like, I'm feeling like there's something shifting and changing again, you know, and it's like, okay, bring it. That's all I can say. All right, bring it, you know, so we will see. So Ekaterina has a question about, what's the difference between octahedron and tetrahedron geometry? Some say that we are moving from octahedron to tetrahedron in terms of evolution.
No. That's also, now from a scientific perspective, and this is where I think that expanded awareness, and I've worked with this for, as you say, well over a decade, it's 15 years working with the diamond, is understanding the tetrahedral geometry is a three-sided pyramid. The tetrahedral geometry, if you look at Nassim Harriman's work, he talks about the tetrahedral grid and blah, blah, blah. But fundamental to, if you have two tetrahedra that interlock, that is what we know as the three-dimensional Merkaba. Okay? And that is what most people would understand. Inside that Merkaba is a cavity. And inside that cavity, the shape that is actually created and formed is an octahedral shape. So the tetrahedral Merkaba, which is a dual form, and the octahedral, which is a dual four-sided pyramidal form, actually go hand in hand in respect of the fundamental structure of the universe. One exists with the other, but the core is the octahedron. So the core of the octahedron, the diamond light, is what actually reconnects us with source itself. And believe me as well, when I start talking about spirals and counter-rotating spirals and so on and so forth, like I said, this is 15 years worth of information around the diamond. I can't put it into half an hour. There are plenty of courses and programs on the Diamond Light World website that will really help you to understand and integrate that information. So we're not moving from the octahedron to the tetrahedron. The two actually go hand in hand, what stabilizes our connection to everything, the universe, and the information flow is the octahedron in the core, in the center.
Awesome. Thank you. Good question, Ekaterina.
Very good question. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So I did forget to say, if you have any questions, you can raise your hand or you can type the question into the chat.
Okay, so that's great. So that was one of the, we started off about the Schumann resonances. I mean, some of the other things which are equally as interesting. And in fact, it may be worth mentioning this as well, seeing as we just had that question about the tetrahedron, octahedron, is there's a persistent myth. Oh, sorry, just to actually say to you that this right brain opening that happened during the previous ascension wave, if you like, that previous step, connected us to the world of myth, the mythological, the stories, the symbols, and symbolism, because that's what mythology is. It uses the language of symbolism so that we can make sense of something being presented in a different way. So the right brain opening opened us up to this world of mythology. So what we find now with this, like, no filters reharmonizing both parts of the brain is that we're beginning to bridge that mythological information and understanding into a greater reality, into 3D thinking. But this is also, you know, sort of this concept of moving from 3D to 5D, which is why you hear it often.
Yes.
Going from 3D to 5D. Okay, so I say no. So what I say is, because we're actually expanding our understanding through the increased frequencies, we are expanding our limited perspectives of the what we know as the 3D world into 5D reality. So we're bringing all of that expanded insight and understanding in 5D reality into the 3D world. So we're not going from anything because we still live in the 3D world, and our task is to apply this expanded understanding in the 3D world. So it's still part of our reality, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes total sense. Yeah, we're not going to, as long as we are on this planet, we are living in a 3D reality.
Yes.
That's not going to change.
That's not going to change. No. So we're expanding into, and I don't even use that concept of 5D, you know, sort of, which a lot of people do. It's just become one of the things that's perpetuated. So it's just, we are expanding our perspectives and bringing it into being in 3D. One of the things, and I don't know if people here have actually come across it, is a perpetuated mythology, which actually comes from biblical times, from ancient religions, that somehow there is this sacred 144,000, that when we reach this critical mass of 144,000, then the whole planet's going to save everything, yes, and we'll all be saved. 144,000 masters, 144,000 this, 144,000. You start looking back into, again, some of the encodings in biblical references, and they talk about the 144,000. It's just a rework of that story. It is symbolic, mm-hmm, and part and parcel of this reconfiguration and re-understanding is understanding the language of symbolism. That is a numerical code that is actually linked with, believe it or not, diamond and diamond light.
Okay.
Yeah, yes it is. So it's got nothing whatsoever to do with 144,000 people.
Right.
It is a numerical code which actually tells us that when we are in alignment with that code, is that we will be, it's not saved, we will be in alignment with the Creator. Mm. We will be home in respect of our relationship and ability to connect with the Creator, with Source, mm-hmm, with God, whichever way. You know, so it's just being hijacked and then perpetuated through myth. I mean, even in a biblical sense, they talk about the holy city, mm-hmm, the holy city being 144 cubits in length. So that magical number comes in again when trying to describe the holy city. And I know this probably won't mean much to a lot of people, but in the system of Kabbalah, the traditional systems in respect of the Tree of Life have also been misrepresented in respect of the perpetuation. There are certain individuals who have connected with the Tree of Life in a completely different way and gone back to the interpretations and gone, oh my goodness, this is not what we thought it was.
Right.
Reformed it and structured it, and the languaging then becomes that the only way that the ancient texts could have been interpreted is if the Tree of Life is actually an octahedron, diamond. Mm-hmm. The holy city that is then referenced in the Tree of Life, in the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, sits right at the center of the diamond. And I just, that to me is such a powerful, powerful correlation. Mm-hmm. Also that says that understand how to reinterpret that mythology. And let me tell you why the numerology is actually so significant, is because all of the angles of the faces of the octahedron add up to 1440. There's the magical number. It's right. The Creator's number. It's a number of completion. It's a number that enables us to reconnect at a deeper level. So it really is, you know, sort of bridging that mythology into a new understanding.
So how do you compare the 144 or the 1440 to the 108?
144,000. Oh, to 108. 108, okay, so that also adds up to 9.
Yeah. Yep.
1440. But that also, the 144 also appears in some of the, it's the Hindu religions, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. the 108. It all comes down and back to the root number 9.
Right.
And the root number 9 is the number of completion. And when we talk about this particular ascension wave, it is the 9th wave, which is the wave of completion. So there is a relationship. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. And the 108 actually comes in with one of the sacred geometric forms that is an aspect of the complete shape of the universe. The diamond is the functionality of the grid that connects everything. The actual shape of the universe that enfolds the whole lot is based on a 108. So it all comes back to the number 9. Yeah. It's fascinating. It's just so huge. That's why for me, this whole journey has been a constant case of turning around and going, oh, wow, that's amazing. Or, oh, wow, that's also amazing,
now I know what that means. Oh, I wonder if there's something else that means, because the number 108, for example, I'm Hindu, right? So 108 is it's just a number that I see all the time. It's like, it's so normal. It's like, I don't even think about it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And one could actually start looking at the numerology of universal relationships, mm-hmm. Because you find that distances between planets, the length of certain cycles, ratio in terms of size of planets, that 108 comes in all over the place, as does, the 144 in respect of some of the very, very specific relationships. And 144 is also a number that's associated with our local star, with our sun, which we might think of as a gateway. It actually has an octahedral configuration. It is a gateway. The gateway into the beautiful flow of all of this information in the universe and into that understanding.
Wow.
So this is, when I talk about bridging myths, it really is kind of looking at all of that and going, that's a code. That's a code. Help me to understand that code.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, a lot of the things that we've just taken for granted or we've heard and we keep hearing it over and over again, and then maybe now it's time to say, okay, what does it really mean? What else is there? And I think, right now with the new energies that we're all in, it is about that, looking at, and what is our place in that? What am I supposed to do with that? What is my role with that, right? And that's part of the identity and part of the moving forward and part of our purpose, with the new energies and this new ascension wave. It's like, okay, so what am I here to do? Let me ask, Yeah. It's not about just like ruminating in your mind and your head, but it's like, okay, universe, okay, higher self, give me a sign, give me a message, tell me, what am I supposed
help
to
me.
Do? And it's not necessarily what am I supposed to be. It's like, okay, so what's the next phase now? Because it's always the next thing. What's the next phase now? I'm at a transition point now, I feel. So what's the next phase? Show me, right?
And it's one step at a time. And I think that is so, so important to recognize because as human beings, and certainly with the pace and the way that things are moving, it's kind of like, I want to know the whole picture. Mm-hmm. It's just, show me the whole picture. And you kind of, and that's not the way it happens because that trust comes on a moment by moment basis with one step, one more step. It's trusting, and that's what teaches us and helps us to connect with that whole essence of trust in that moment. It's like right now you need to go walk the dog, go out and be
exactly
okay, right, I'll do that, or right now I need to go and visit, or I need to be redirected to do something else, I need to go visit that dog shelter, I need to go and do something, so it's just that one step, and gradually that actually begins to unfold into a beautiful picture. But it's, for some people it may be, it all drops in and you kind of go, wow, now I know. And for others it's a slow and steady, but I think for the most part it's a slow and steady process.
Exactly. For most of us it's slow and steady, and it's about us being comfortable with the unknown, being comfortable with the unknown and not knowing, and asking for that support and asking for spirit to guide us, to show us, spirit, higher self, whatever word name you want to use, to show us. And then when we get something, even a niggle, then take action on it.
Absolutely.
We're not going to get a booming voice, people. We're not going to get a booming voice, you know.
It's going to be... No. Not anymore. Because if you also relate to and understand this whole thing in terms of frequency, is we're used to the previous waves where that wave was a bit of a bigger wave. So it had a bit more oomph to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we used to get the booming voice. It was
exactly.
Like being thrown in our head. It was like, wake up now, you know, it's like time to wake up. You need to do this. And it was so clear and so defined. Whereas the frequency now is actually so much finer, because it is, you know, it's finer and it's actually more active, that the voice and the messages are also much lighter, mm-hmm. more subtle in many ways.
Yes.
So that's, it's teaching us to develop, and helping us to develop our awareness of even just those small shifts and changes.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. When you get that little niggle, that little whisper, you know, ask more questions or trust it and go with it, you know. But do what feels right for you, you know.
Yeah. But it's certainly not as loud as what it used to be.
No, I mean, I was just thinking today, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember when I, you know, used to hear, you know, like, clearly, you know, the messages, you know, like, I mean, I can hear it, you know, and it's like,
yep.
Now it's not like that anymore. It's just really subtle, really gentle. And, you know, as I'm doing, usually for me is when I'm putting my makeup on before a call, yeah. You know, that's when I'll get some sort of information, right? It's like, oh, okay. Hmm. You know, it's happened so often that it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not a booming voice. It's not necessarily when I'm sitting in meditation. It's not, you know, it's when I'm doing something totally random, like putting on my makeup,
yeah.
that I'll get something, you know?
I love it, Alara, because I know a number of years ago, I've got a few articles on my website, and one of them was, why is my intuition not as strong as it used to be? You know, and now I understand it. I perhaps wrote about it in one way there, but to me it was also a function of the way that we are changing, and the way that our nervous system is actually developing and becoming more heightened, that we receive those signals in so many different ways, so we need to be aware of it.
Yeah.
But now I'm also understanding it in terms of understanding the wave and the frequency of the wave and why that has changed.
So you were saying that, I know, yeah. So this is the ninth wave you were saying, right?
Yeah.
I thought I thought we were already in the 10th wave. What am I thinking about? I remember seeing an X wave. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
An X wave. Those are, I think, conjectures. In respect of what is happening cosmologically. So there are certain people connecting in and they are perceiving these waves that are actually pulsing through the universe, and they're attributed to the center of the galaxy or whatever it may be. You know, this is, we're really talking about a universal construct that is changing all of life.
Right.
On our planet. And we're really at the moment at the leading edge of this wave. So the complexity of the information in respect of resolving so many of the planetary issues is really only starting. We see that with the millennials. It's beautiful. You know, that they a lot of the new thinkers that are coming through are looking at really and developing novel ways of dealing with some of the issues. So once we get the old guard out of the way, there is so much potential for configuring our planetary environment, our society, our culture in accordance with this ultimate wave, which is the wave of unity. It's the wave of unified consciousness. It is
beautiful. I love that.
It is. And that means reharmonizing absolutely everything within ourselves, the masculine, feminine, all of those polarities. An X wave, we need to, you know, again, the terminology, because there is X-ray radiation and there are gamma waves coming in from the cosmos they are happening all the time. That is not the same as the ascension wave that we are talking about. In fact, the increase in intensity is quite likely triggered by the impulse of this evolutionary wave that is stirring things up and giving us more energy. So again, you know, I think we need to be careful about what we hear, how we integrate, and then how we question things.
Yep, exactly. And so, you know, at this point, you know, for all of us, it is about asking yourself, okay, where am I now? You know, where am I now? Where am I going? What feels good? And what doesn't feel good, let it go. Just let it go. If it's gonna come back, it'll come back. But for right now, just focus on what feels good. What, you know, I mean, even if it's like, you know, if the show doesn't work for you, go to something else. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, that's absolutely right. You know, it's that complete and total surrender. And I think we did mention this before, Lara, to our higher self. We don't surrender to anything outside of ourselves. We surrender to our own truth. We surrender to our own higher self. And then we trust that each and every step of the way.
And sometimes those steps might seem a little tricky, might seem a little like, I don't know where I'm stepping, but have that faith and trust in yourself and in Source, and, you know, take that step and then see where it leads. And this is about, you know, taking that step when you don't know, you know, being in the unknown, taking that step and then trusting that it'll all work out. Because you know what? It usually does. If you're following your heart, if you're following your own guidance, and it feels good, you know, then just take that step and go forward. I know I'm speaking really generally, but it can, you know, like, you know, we're all going through so many different things, and we're all changing in different ways. And for those of us who have been on this journey for so long, sometimes it feels like the beginning again. You know, like, so there are times when it feels like I'm just beginning again. It's like everything is so brand new. I feel like I'm like, I don't know anything anymore, you know. It's like, right? And so it's like, be in that place. It's okay, you know. Be in that transitory place for now and say, all right, I'm just gonna be until something shifts and changes, and then I'll move forward, right?
The answers, you know, it's kind of like the answers are evolving over time. And I love that saying, you know, sometimes it feels as if you're sort of back at square one, but I love that analogy of the spiral, because we never come back to the same place. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of we're ever spiraling. And I love Nassim Haramein, and I've not only through him, I've picked this image up a couple of years ago via another website, is understanding that even as we move through space, our planet is moving through space behind our sun that is dragging us along on this amazing spiral. Mm. But even our planet never comes back to the same place, because we're actually moving through space at 3,000 miles per second behind our sun. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. So that entire area that we are experiencing and aspects of ourselves is completely new. In any given moment, it's a completely new space.
So, you know, when we have those thoughts and fears come up, like, you know, sometimes like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going through this again. No, you're not, because it's not the same place. It's a different place. Every minute is changing. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. You know? And it's a new perspective. So if you think about the spiral, it's like, well, you come back to that, but it's a new perspective.
Yeah.
It's a different perspective. So it might feel like the same thing, but it's not. You know, it's like a new perspective. It's just an opportunity to address it in a different way.
Learn something new, or, you know, gain a new awareness or an aha. Absolutely. So I know that somebody, hold on 1 second. Linda was saying earlier, oh my goodness, Linda, is there a process to help us receive this energy and be able to apply it? And maybe we can do a short process in a few minutes, but I wanted to take a moment just to talk about the special offer that we have, because we're at the top of the hour beyond.
Are we already there? Oh my goodness. Like, where did that time go?
I know, we've been having such a wonderful conversation, right?
So, that's just easy. Yeah, I know.
So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Julie7. And I'm just going to screen share if I can. Give me one.
Yes. Fantastic. If you can, that's wonderful.
Yes. 1 second. All right, here we go. So this is a brand new program, brand new special offer that we have not offered before.
Yes.
So 10 pieces to it. So let's talk about it. Julie, what do we
got? Okay, so what I've actually pulled together is a whole lot of processes as well as classes that will provide you not only with the understanding of the diamond and help you to make sense of this relationship between the diamond and the Merkaba and the tetrahedron and all that stuff. So there's some science stuff in there. There's some understanding of what is actually happening on the broader planetary level with the energies and as well as some very, very powerful diamond processes to assist and support you with that alignment. With helping to release yourself from some of those old patterns that actually come back up again, like reprogramming your DNA, releasing the ties that bind. That is also something, a paradigm that is maintained. And I don't know if we spoke about it on the previous show, Alara, about the idea of cutting cords.
No, I don't think we did. No.
Not. It was something that I was told. And again, it was you know, sort of a direct download from spirit, and it was like a megaphone. When I was about to do some energy work with somebody and cut some cords, and this megaphone was like, "Don't cut the cords," and I'm going, "Who said that? That was like so loud," and I thought I was being interfered with, so I came out of the process and I went back in again, and the voice came at me again. It's like, "Don't cut the cord. Do not cut the cord," and it really is. It elevated my understanding to a whole new level that we say we are interconnected and one with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are interconnected and one with everything, then how would we and why would we disconnect ourselves from people? So the trick there is not to cut cords. It is actually to transmute the energy that exists within those cords and in respect of those connections. Mm-hmm. So that's releasing the ties that bind is actually just a whole different understanding, and a process to support you with that. Reclaiming your power. Really, if we think about it, on all of these spirals and these journeys through space, we have deposited into the field that we've moved through, all of the instances where we've given power away, and that's just not now, it's in previous lifetimes. Mm-hmm. So that process will support you in actually bringing your power back so that you can strengthen your core. Singing the soul home, it's another way of looking at it. It's a beautiful process where our soul essence, our essence becomes fragmented. The psyche becomes fragmented. Activates and really connects you with your soul frequency, so you can literally find the tones and the sounds to sing your soul back home. Sort of bringing everything in from the matrix, bringing everything into a cohesive and coherent form. The quickening. So this was done fairly recently. It's an empowering process to inspire you to connect in respect of this quickening frequency.
Mm-hmm.
To help you to begin to write a new story. So it's like clearing the slate, liberating your consciousness so that it helps to bring additional clarity to your purpose. So there's an energy process that will support you with that. Reclaiming the Goddess is a whole 6-part class. So the very first one, Creating a New Reality Matrix, is a series of 3 web classes. This is another 6-part sequence of web classes that supports the integration of the Goddess and that Goddess information through understanding the energetics of the archetypes. We don't have to, identify with any one particular aspect of the Goddess. We are healing those fragmented parts of the Goddess through this program. So the 6 key ones that we actually pull together also bring that back into the core, which ultimately strengthens your heart and your ability to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with your sacred diamond dragon, we could actually say as well that the dragon energy is linked with the source energy, with the diamond energy. So there are unfolding understandings with this. There are 2 actual webcasts which give you some history in respect of dragon energy, which brings it out of the realm of myth into understanding it in a different way. Very, very powerful understanding. It's not just a fairy story, this whole concept of dragons and dragon energy.
Yeah.
That energy is real. So very powerful 2 classes there. A 15-minute refresher. It's just a musical recording which you can use whenever you need an upliftment, an energy boost, and to discharge energy. And then you also get, this is just amazing. 1 month's free access to the Golden Diamonds membership. So you get access to all of the webcasts that have currently been facilitated within the Diamond community since we started the membership program, as well as some additional free gifts. There's just loads and loads in there. Plus, an opportunity for a discounted, discounted access to a brand new program, which started on the day out of time last week on Thursday, called Masters of Destiny, Riding This Ascension Wave. And that's, it's really, really powerful insights and understandings. So it's pulled together a whole new program that gives you an incredible foundation and some amazing energy tools. What can I say?
It's brilliant. And there's so much there, you know, for, especially if somebody is new to, you know, working with diamonds or the diamond light code. Plus, not just that, I mean, the new way of looking at the dragon energy, the new way of looking at not necessarily cutting cords, you know, but transmuting the energies between people, places, and things. And just, you know, the goddess. I mean, the goddess energy, the divine feminine energy that is so strong now, stronger now than before on the planet. More and more people are starting to wake up to that, you know, and more people are starting to recognize that, hey, maybe it's time to take a look at that and start to integrate more of that energy. So awesome.
Absolutely. Necessary. That's part of the previous wave. It has to happen. It has to be part and parcel of the build up into the current wave. We have to actually integrate, sort of open to that and integrate it and bring it all to a whole new level of understanding and working with both of the energies. So, yeah, it's a work unfolding.
No, it's a beautiful package, and it's only $97. So please do definitely take a look at it and definitely get it, because I was, you know, looking at all different pieces and a lot of energy, a lot of information, a lot of, you know, MP3s and downloads and different processes that we can use now to assist us as we're going through this, the shift and transition.
Yeah, and it feels a bit intense at times. I mean, the last few weeks have really been incredibly intense. Yeah. I mean, we talk about transitions even to the point where there's a lot of individuals transitioning and leaving the planet. Mm-hmm. And that has happened a lot in my sphere. I don't know if any of you guys can actually relate to that too. People leaving, separations, relationships, it's just been full on. It's like every second day there's something else, there's something else. So that transition is at the high level as well as taking place within us. So it's that whole movement to a new level.
So a lot of these processes in this package can help you to have more ease and more clarity and just more, give you a better, even better sense of direction as you're moving forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right now at this moment, people are like, I don't know.
And I'm sure that will also generate some aha moments.
Yeah.
And those are the moments of understanding. Those are the moments that support us in taking and elevating our way of being into more of this ninth wave frequency and essence. Yeah.
The wave of unity consciousness, or the wave of unified consciousness. I love that.
That's it, and that's the whole thing about the new earth. You know, people are talking about the new earth. Well, we live on new earth. We're living on new earth as well as old earth. We are busy transforming the earth to meet that unity consciousness. That's what it is. It's not that we're going to suddenly disappear and everything's going to be sunshine and roses and unicorns. You know, it's as nice as that would be.
Not like that.
It's the real work of initiating and seeing that transformation through upon this planet. Every single one of you on this call has a role to play in respect of supporting those shifts and changes into new realities, bringing it into reality.
Beautiful. Thank you. And so Rachel says, I can't recommend Julie's work highly enough. This work is profound. Julie is able to bring so much together through her incredible intuition and scientific knowledge and wisdom. So thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. God bless you.
So that special offer is available at alara.at/show/Julie7. So Julie, do we have time to do a process of some sort that can assist us to integrate these new energies right now and end this time of transition to have more ease?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do a short process. Let's see where it takes us.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, so if everybody, if you would like to make yourselves comfortable and just put your feet flat on the floor if you can, depending on how you're actually sitting or lying down. Straighten your spine, drop your shoulders, expand and open up your chest, allowing your breath to flow in through your nose, expanding your lungs, breathing in life-giving energy, and then breathing out. And breathe in as deeply as you can without forcing it, just allowing your body to adjust and find its natural rhythm and flow that brings you into harmony with the universe. In fact, it's less about you breathing and more about you being breathed. For each moment you are breathed into reality by the flow of source, life, and light. So almost adjust your connection with your breath so that you experience yourself as an outpouring of the one source flowing through the divine grid of diamond light. Just sit with that breath for a moment, allowing the light to breathe through you. And as you let go of any resistance and surrender to your higher self, the flow becomes easier. Your body softens in recognition of the receipt of this divine light from source, emanating on waves that are pouring through from the center of the universe itself, passing through stars, passing through galaxies, passing through the gateway of our own sun, enveloping you in a wave of love. Love beyond all understanding of human love. And in this moment and in this flow, your heart gently expands. And you're aware of information and images being poured through into your heart. For your heart knows how to unpack and interpret and what to do with this information. Just allow yourself to be in this flow. And now you can create your diamond field around you. That sacred octahedron of two pyramids joined at the base. And your octahedron, your sacred diamond, is aligned in such a way that that central point that connects the two pyramids intersects at the base of your spine, stretching up through this column of light to a point above your head known as the soul star, your gateway into the universal consciousness. And down below your feet to the earth star, your gateway into the consciousness of Gaia. Just note how much stronger your field, your being, experiences itself within this field, even as the increase in intensity of energy flow is felt. Feel those waves now being amplified as they enter your diamond. so that you can see those little holograms, symbols, packets of information carried along those waves, flowing into your energy field, like little bubbles that burst. For the information that you receive is attracted by virtue of your unique frequency signature, your soul essence. It's aligned with your purpose for being on the planet. Just spend a few moments allowing those little holograms of insight information to ripple through your diamond on waves of universal diamond light. And be aware of what is being presented. What appears within those spheres of essence and energy. Your nervous system is alive and expands throughout your body to receive the information from within your diamond, filtering it through so that it becomes embodied within your being, filtering through so that those frequencies begin to activate and energize your DNA, to open up the space and the configurations that adjust your biology, to expand your essence and your physical being to receive yet more information. We exist as a most perfect and beautiful fractal of this eternal feedback loop. We receive and we emit. We receive and we give back by fulfilling our purpose. So just spend a few moments experiencing yourself as this vital link in the universe, upgrading itself through you. Be aware of the column of energy extending down from your soul star down to your earth star, sharing your entire beingness with the pulse of Gaia, the heart of Gaia, our living manifestation of heart, of love. She holds us upon this planet without judgment. Allow yourself through your open heart and expanded heart field to simply send gratitude down through your earth star into the planet as you receive the message of love and support and gratitude back from Gaia. For each one of you has a vitally important role to play in re-establishing balance and harmony and love within this planetary field and in support of Gaia. You are a living conduit for this information, and aligned with your purpose will direct your steps from here on. Take a deep breath. Breathe out. And once more, deep breath in. Breathe out as you allow yourself to slowly return to waking consciousness. And welcome back.
I didn't want to come back.
Isn't that such a beautiful place to be in? I know. And yet it's all connected. Mm. We establish that connection, and that's what the diamond does, is it helps us to hold that connection, to maintain it so that our sense of presence remains connected more and more and more, mm-hmm. that we live it.
Yeah.
We live it through that.
Absolutely beautiful. Yes, thank you. How's everybody doing? I didn't want to come back, as you all can tell. I just want to stay there and be in that space.
I think everybody else is in that space too.
Yeah.
It happens whenever we do the processes within the Diamond community, and they're usually quite a bit longer and really deep. Mm-hmm. And they are intense anyway, because when we do them in the Diamond, it's just what it felt like, being in a floating elevator of all the colors that radiate in diamonds inside. That's beautiful.
That is. That's really nice. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
Linda, how are you doing? Because you're the one that asked for this. Right? Hopefully she's still here. I have no idea. But yeah. And Rachel says we go so deep in the Diamond community.
And it's also when we do this as a collective, because that's what's important to understand, I think, is that the Diamond, that field, amplifies everything that you put in it. That's why that feeling of being home and comforted and connected is just so strong. And when we do it in community, mm-hmm. we have such a powerful impact in respect of strengthening the totality of that matrix. This is the new matrix that we are creating. It's the matrix for the unified expression of ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
We create a grid together. That's exactly it. So it amplifies the power of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Hirati. Thank you for your love and your presence.
And that's the thing, like whenever we do anything in a community, everything that we're doing gets amplified, right? Yeah. So even today's process, do it again, listen to the replay, do it again, do some of the processes in the package,
Absolutely. Package.
And they also have the energy of community, because a lot of them were done in the community, right?
Yeah, they were all done in community. So none of them is just I think one of them might just be an isolated recording, but they've all been experienced in community. So that is already embedded within the field. So when you do the process, you immediately connect with the amplified field that has already been created, and you add to it. So that's the beauty. You establish what Rupert Sheldrake would call the sympathetic resonance, which increases the resonance within the global field. So thank you.
Awesome. So, I cannot think anymore or anything, but was there anything else that we didn't talk about yet that we could as we close off today's show? You had mentioned something about from carbon to crystalline. Did you
want that's another one. I can chuck that in if you want, if you've got enough time.
Yep, absolutely. I think my dog has gone out, so I think we're good. I don't see him anywhere, so he must be out.
Okay, so I see a question here, Alara, just to answer this, just to clarify, where is the top of the lower pyramid? So you have one pyramid that stretches up, so the top connects with the soul star above your head, and the bottom of that pyramid connects at the base of your spine. And then the other pyramid goes down to the earth star below your feet, mm-hmm. from that same point at the base of your spine. I mean, in the programs as well, there's diagrams, there's slides, there's visuals to actually assist you with understanding that, but that in essence. So the connecting point is at the base of your spine, and there is, I don't know of anybody else who connects with the diamond that way. And that is vitally important, and there is a reason for it. So I'm not going to go into that now, but there's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Awesome.
So the bit about carbon to crystalline, because that's another one of those lines that's actually thrown away and used frequently.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that our entire being functions because we are already crystalline in nature. Crystalline really refers to sort of periodicity of shape and form. So that's the thing about crystals, is that they grow in accordance with the template and they have an adopted form. So all amethysts will follow the same sort of way of growing. They have a specific internal structure. Now, our bodies, all of the enzymes and the proteins and everything upon which our system functions, even our DNA, has a very specific form, which is already then crystalline in nature. So we are already crystalline.
So we're not moving from carbon to crystalline.
No.
We're already crystalline.
And we are carbon. I mean, I've even heard people saying we're moving from carbon to silicon.
Mm.
And then I go, it's, you know, the scientist in me kind of goes, no, there's a big niggle here. Just not sitting with me. It's just not sitting with me. But the whole thing about carbon is that this again is metaphor. It's decoding the metaphor.
Right.
Because crystalline is referring to a quality of light that actually has particular brilliance, clarity and brilliance. So we're talking about diamond light.
Mm-hmm.
Carbon is often perceived in respect of its relationship with coal and its softness and its darkness. That's how we often understand carbon.
Right.
What people then perhaps don't really think about is the fact that carbon, soft black carbon, and diamond are exactly the same material.
Mm-hmm.
And diamond is another crystalline form of carbon. So it has these different manifestations. Carbon was born in the stars. So carbon trapped all of the light of its birthing in the universe and in the stars. And it literally is that carbon that was delivered to Earth that forms the foundation of your very body, your beingness. So essentially what we are doing is that we are transforming the carbon in our bodies. We are unpacking the light that carbon has held in form for us so that we can reconnect with the totality of the diamond crystalline nature of consciousness, which is what all of the stars were birthed from in the first place. So it's this journey from darkness to light. It's a metaphor. It's not we're not going to become silicon-based beings. You know, it's like our DNA was based on a carbon form that is a universal blueprint. That isn't going to go away. You know, we haven't even made the most of or understood what our DNA is capable of. Yeah. So it's kind of decoding the myth. That's the beauty of the diamond light, because it actually gives us the ability to see through some of these things. So we perhaps adapt our language and begin to, those of you here who are teachers, and you begin to teach in a different way,
mm-hmm.
and to share the information in a different way, in a more enlightened way.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the from carbon to crystalline myth.
Got it.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's a metaphor, and that's all it is. So I think, you know, we become more conscious of the words and the choices
mm-hmm.
that we use.
Absolutely. I love it. So Ekaterina was saying, every teacher gives a different geometry and some insist that if you do the other way, we will connect to a false matrix. It's very confusing. And that's when, Ekaterina, you have to go within yourself and say, okay, what's right for me?
Absolutely.
You know, if you know, for myself, if somebody insists it's one way and only that way, I'm out.
And that's exactly it. Unless there is an actual understanding. And that's where understanding is really, really important. It's not just trust me.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I'm going to give you the information to support this understanding so that you too can begin to understand that you can follow your path.
Yeah. And then you can ask, okay, you know what? I don't quite understand. Can you please help me to understand this?
Absolutely.
There is information available, you know, whether it's from your own higher self, somebody else, you know, there's documented information about most things, right? And so in this day and age, it's not just about following the woo-woo, you know? No. It's about both and trusting yourself too of what feels right for you.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't feel right, let it go. If it feels right, awesome. Great. Yeah. So Rosemary just says, I worked with someone from 60 years ago who spoke about becoming crystalline diamonds. They never mentioned silica.
Okay. No, I mean, that's wonderful. It's just, I have heard that. That was one of the first things that I was introduced to, you know, sort of 20 years ago. We're going from being carbon to silicon. I'm going, no, I don't think so. You know, and then, but then as I investigated, I also found out, yeah, from carbon to diamonds, is that silicon in the periodic table actually has a geometric configuration that is octahedral. Mm. So again, you know, it's a symbolic understanding of how we are shifting, moving and expanding into a new wave of consciousness. And then it becomes to understand the diamond. And that's wonderful, Rosemary. If it was always diamond for you, then that is just superb. Yeah. When I was given the diamond, you know, sort of like 16 years ago now, I really had no clue why it was I'd been given the structure and form. Mm-hmm. And that started me on the journey of unfolding. So it's really been 16 years of understanding, not anybody else's teachings, of actually saying, okay, Spirit, help me to understand. So you've given me this to work with. Now I need to know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. You're asking the questions, right? And then, you know, because you're connected to Spirit, and we all are.
We all are.
But it's about you asking, you know? So what does this mean? You know, tell me more, right? Yeah.
So. Absolutely. And what does it mean for you? And, you know, even people within the diamond community, it's just really been so beautiful to see them coming into more of themselves and finding their unique voice and finding the beautiful way that they now express themselves in the world. There's been such growth as a consequence of the work that we have all done, you know, as a community. We've all grown from it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I provide the guidance and provide the understanding, then you can take it
from there.
Yes.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what I always say to everybody. It's like, you know what, you know, whatever comes through me, you know, when I'm doing my own calls and classes and so on, if you like it, awesome. If you don't like it, don't take it.
Don't take it, yeah.
That's fine. I mean, it doesn't bother me either way. So if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, don't do it. You know, don't listen to me. You know, just trust yourself, trust your knowing, trust your heart, trust your gut, you know, trust you. This information is just here to help you, and if you know, help is it's just there. It's being brought forward, right? And then it's up to you to do something with. So whether you want to implement it, if you want to ask more questions about it, if you want to do your own research, you know, go for it, right? But don't just take something on blind faith, you know?
No, face value. That's exactly. You've got to trust how your body is responding to that information which you've been presented with.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and question, you know, always question. Well, not, you know, if it doesn't feel good, ask questions. You know, it's like, what does this mean? I'm not sure, blah, 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 whatever, right? And the thing is that when something does resonate with you, it rings true, say, oh, thank you, this is awesome. And then, you know, where can I go for more of this information? Or what's next? Or what's the next phase? What's the next step? Especially right now when we're in this period of change and in the unknown, you want to ask your higher self, okay, higher self or spirit or, you know, somebody, okay, what's next here? Because I'm not sure, you know, and so if you don't get an answer, and this is the thing, if you don't get an answer, it just means wait.
Yes, I was just going to say that you took the words out of my mouth, Laura, as well. Yeah, let's just be still. Just be still. Just come back to your core. Come back to that center. And wait, and just
and then, you know, in a few days, ask again, you know, and then see. But you know, and that's the thing. It's like right now we are in that period of questioning. We're in the period of saying, where am I going? Who am I? What day is it? What hour is it? I don't even know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when the intensity happens, use the process that we just did, you know, in this call. or, you know, just come back to your center, you know, come back to your center, breathe, be present, you know, without the emotional drama, trauma, just be still, right? And, you know, eventually it'll pass, but, you know, eventually it'll pass, but ask for it to pass with ease. We can ask that. We can ask the energy to be gentle. You know, we can ask the transition and the ascension to be a bit more gentle. We can ask. They do.
Sometimes we need a bit of a kick, though. You know what I mean? Yes. It's like, whoop, okay, yeah. Now you need a bit of intensity because we need to move you.
Exactly. And recognize that, too, that, okay, you know what? It's energy. Something's going on. All right, let me just see what's going on here. Ask questions.
Always.
And trust that whatever is happening is for your highest good, or whatever is happening is, you know, it just is, you know? So...
I mean, this wave is also a wave that's not just about unification, it's also associated with mastery. So this is us really stepping up into mastery of our own beingness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mastering that ability to trust, mastering that ability to take the right steps, mastering the ability to listen.
Yeah.
You know, because you hear people say, well, I can't hear anything or I can't see anything. This is our opportunity to rest into that stillness and to trust enough to be able to take it that next step.
Yeah. What? Yeah, exactly. What? All right, that's my sign.
Yes, yeah, I know. I've also got a dog to let out. I heard him barking shortly.
Okay.
Just a while ago. Okay.
No, that was brilliant. Thank you so much. And, you know, again, for those of you who are interested, take a look at the package. Like I said, there are so many different processes and classes that are available. And Julie's program is available at alara.at/show/Julie7.
Oh, I like that. You've got 7 in there. 7 is a key number.
Good. Awesome. All right. So thank you, Julie. This was awesome. Wonderful. I always learn so much when I talk to you, and there's always so much more to learn. Cause like I said, I still need to, you know, get those two hemispheres merging a little bit better.
Okay. It's part of the process. I love it. You know, I mean, for me, that's my purpose. It's my purpose to connect dots.
Yeah.
You know, and to bring that stuff through and go, oh my God, yeah, okay, now I can see where that fits in and, you know, sort of bring it together. So
you can do all the work and I can just receive all the benefits from it.
There you go. That's what I do, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Laura, thank you so much for the invitation, for a wonderful conversation.
Loved it. And the process as well was so powerful, so thank you for that. And thank you, everyone, for your questions and your feedback and your comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, may you be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Love you all. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Diamond blessings.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. Diamond blessings. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.